Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the Russian delegate to give me the opportunity to elaborate on this very point. So the suggestions to complete assist by to protect and assist come from paragraph 4D of Article 5 of the Statute of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement. As I mentioned, that statute has been adopted by the International Conference, to which all states parties to the Geneva Conventions are a member of, and so have adopted it by consensus, which reads in part, I quote, to ensure the protection of and assistance to military and civilian victims of such events, meaning armed conflict, and of their direct result. So that's for the first part. Then I also suggested to consider including a reference to international humanitarian law, which is a summary of the many mandate we have in that regard. What I suggested is to uphold international humanitarian law, but that could, of course, the delegates can certainly say something different. For instance, in paragraph 2G of the same Article 5, it says that our mandate is to work for the understanding and dissemination of knowledge of international humanitarian law applicable in armed conflict and to prepare any development thereof, which could be shortened, for example, to work for the clarifications and development of international humanitarian law or any other wording that the high contracted parties prefer. There are also reference to our work in upholding international humanitarian law in paragraph C and paragraph C and F of that same paragraph of the Statute of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement and in many other articles of the Geneva Conventions themselves. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.